ball into the game. The 6'4" freshman has played in just 7 games this season and has scored 4 points for Wisconsin, but she's out there now, 6'4", guarding the 6'8" Chai. Inbounds pass caught by the Ducks. Check it, I said Chai, I meant Che. Here's Falatea. Over to Mevius. Inside layup good by Whitfield. Ducks 26, Wisconsin 15. Largest lead of the game, it's 11. Here's Bisball at the right elbow, defended by Che. Bisball bouncing for Douglas, has it stumbling forward in the lane. Back to Bisball. Bisball working on Che, pivoting out to Leitzinger, top of the key. Here is Leitzinger up. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Kelly and Oregon. 5:45 to go, second quarter. Ducks on top, 26-15, make it 28-15 after a baseline jumper by Whitfield. Whitfield hits the jumper, 28-15, Oregon. Here's Jimenez working on Mevius. Giannis Jimenez with the basketball, right arc, brings it back out between the circles. Over to Leitzinger. Leitzinger driving, bouncing down low. Douglas gets it inside. Bisball, turnaround left hand, short over Che. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Oregon ball, up 28-15. The largest lead of the game for the Ducks. It's at 13.
Taylor, you got five.
Two. Actually, it's going to be Wisconsin ball. They're going to say it'll be Badgers ball with 2 seconds on the shot clock.
You got 25.
6-0 Oregon run. See what Wisconsin can do. Douglas will not get the shot off in time. Shot clock violation. Now Oregon gets the basketball. Ducks front court up by 13. 4:56 to go, second quarter. This is Falatea. Out to Whitfield on the right. Mevius on a drive. Skips it to the near side. Picked up by Muhammad down low off a drive by Falatea. And Muhammad lays it up and in. She's got double figures, and it forces another Badgers timeout. 30-15, Oregon by 15 points over Wisconsin. 4:39 to go in quarter number two. Amina Muhammad now leads the Ducks with 10 points, up over her season average of 8.5 per game. In this quarter, the Badgers 1 of 6 from the floor, that's 17%. The Ducks 5 of 8, that's 63% shooting. Timeout, Wisconsin. Let's pause 10 seconds for a station ID. 10 for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Women's Basketball.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
30-15, Oregon leads Wisconsin. John Audius with you. It's an 8-0 Ducks run as the Badgers are in the Pacific Northwest facing the Ducks for the first time in 15 years. 30-15, Oregon. 15-point lead. Here's Ronnie Porter, right wing for the Badgers. Throws a pass over to the left arc. Caught by Myers. Double team on Myers for a second. Now Tess bounces to the corner. It's McCray. Carter McCray held scoreless last game. Mid-range jumper, no good. Rebounded by Kelly, who falls out of bounds. And what's the call here? They're going to get Sarah Williams with a tiny shove on Kelly. Foul against Sarah Williams. I believe that's her. Should be her second foul of the game, and it is. Team foul number 4 against Wisconsin. Second foul for Williams. She has 2 points to lead Wisconsin. The Badgers trail it by 15. Falatea out to Kelly. Bounce inside. This is Muhammad on Williams. Muhammad, kick it back out. Falatea, step back. A three is in the air. Off the front side of the rim, no good. Rebounded by Williams. Williams collects her fourth, check it, her third rebound for the Badgers. 30-15, Wisconsin.
Leg whip!
Here's Myers, right corner. McCray's open if they can get it to her. They do. Now to Myers. McCray sets the screen. Here's Tess. Top of the arc. Bouncing for McCray. Down low. McCray fighting her way to the rim. It's good and a foul.
That's good for number one, Carter McCray.
Carter McCray will go to the free throw line for the Badgers. And one opportunity coming up for McCray. Sophomore center Carter McCray, Horizon League freshman of the year last season at Northern Kentucky. McCray scoring about 10.5 points per game for the Badgers this season, but as I mentioned, as that free throw falls off to the side, no good. McCray has had a 0 point game against Minnesota last time out for the Badgers. That after putting six straight games together with 10 or more points. Jumper at the free throw line, missed by Kelly, rebounded by the Badgers. 30-17, Oregon. 3:10 to play in the second quarter. Here's Ronnie Porter outside left, defended by Mevius. Porter scoops a pass over to Douglas, directs it to the corner. It's Myers. Myers screens Spasovsky. Myers has it, just right of the wheel. Now back off to the far side of the court. It's Douglas, whips it inside, caught McCray deep on the left. McCray finds enough space to squeeze it through, up and in for two. 30-19, Ducks on top, 2:44 to go. Here's a spinning drive. Mevius up and in for two. A 5'10 junior. She's from Germany, won Olympic gold with the German 3x3 basketball team at the Paris Games this past summer. 32-19, Oregon. Here's McCray spinning down deep on the left and using the backboard for two. Here's Kelly driving left baseline. Kelly throwing to the corner. Mevius defended by Myers. Mevius behind the back out to the top of the key. Here's a drive. Falatea finishes. Falatea for two, and it's 34-21 Oregon. Ducks have led by as many as 15 in this game. Up by 13 here. Drive by Porter up to the rim. Missing the shot with the left hand. And a foul called against Oregon on that drive. Here's Mevius being called for that foul. Personal foul on Mevius, so it'll send Ronnie Porter to the line. And that first free throw is up and in for Porter. 5'4" junior from St. Paul, Minnesota. Ronnie is 60% at the line. Coming off 8 rebounds, 4 assists, and 13 points in the loss to Minnesota. She'll rattle home the next one. Wisconsin trying to get it down to 10 with a minute 39 to go in the second quarter. They trail by 11. Kelly, high left side. Bouncing for her teammate. Matute, now to Mevius, pass inside is stolen. Porter comes out of there with it, moves into the front court, scoops it off to Douglas, return to Ronnie. Porter dribbling behind her back, working on Mevius, scoots it back off to Douglas. Douglas has it, screened by Williams. Douglas now driving to her right, hands off Cron. Cron with it, step back at the top of the key, didn't pull the trigger, finds Douglas, directs it over to Williams, right baseline. Here is Williams in the corner. Williams kicking it back out. Porter, ball fake, now driving, slithering through traffic, tries to drop it off inside. It's knocked free, it's stolen. Che comes out of there with it for the Ducks. Oregon front corner, under a minute to go in the second quarter. It's Mevius pulling the trigger on three, and it's in. 29% shooter from downtown. Mevius gives the Ducks a 14-point lead. 37-23, Oregon. Badgers, front court. 26 seconds to play in the second quarter. Williams finds Cron. No, pass off the hands of Cron, picked up by the Ducks. They can hold for the final shot. 15 seconds to play in the second quarter. 37-23, Oregon leading the ball. Kelly has it near midcourt. Douglas standing at the three-point arc. Now here comes Kelly making her move. Double team on her. It's Williams and Douglas defending. Off inside, they find Shea at the buzzer, and she missed it down deep on the left side. Too strong on the layup attempt there by Shea. And we've reached the half. And the Badgers trail the Oregon Ducks at halftime. It's Oregon 37, Wisconsin 23. Oregon outscored the Badgers by 9 in the quarter. 20-11 on the scoreboard. So at the half, it's Oregon by 14 over Wisconsin, 37-23. Coming up at halftime, we will take a look at some of these numbers, both team and individually. Plus, coming up next, my halftime interview, had a chance to catch up with Wisconsin freshman Reese Jaramillo, the 5'8 freshman from Racine, Wisconsin, tells us why she chose the Badgers. That's coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Wisconsin Women's Basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Wisconsin Women's Basketball is brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. This is the Badger Halftime Show.
Halftime as the Badgers are in Eugene, Oregon at Matthew Knight Arena. It's 37-23, the Ducks on top of the Badgers in Wisconsin and Oregon's first meeting as Oregon joins the Big Ten. First meeting since 2009 when they were obviously non-conference opponents. But once again, 37-23 at the half. Time for my halftime interview, and I had a chance to catch up with Wisconsin's Reese Jaramillo yesterday and talk to her for today's halftime interview. And we'll get that to you here in just a second. Joined by Wisconsin freshman Reese Jaramillo. So I want to start off with you choosing the University of Wisconsin. Why did you want to become a Badger?
I think there's something like great about just staying in state and like staying, like growing up, I've just like grown up around like Wisconsin, everything, Wisconsin Badgers this, Wisconsin Badgers that. So it's just, it's really cool. Like the opportunity to play for something that's been a part of my life, like literally my whole life since I am from Wisconsin. Like my whole family are huge Badger fans, especially my grandma. So it's really cool just to be a part of something like that. And I love the school itself, the academics, just overall, it's a great school.
Yeah, you're from Racine, Wisconsin. I want to ask about your family and just kind of how much they influence the athletic side of you. But you mentioned your grandma. How big of a Badgers fan is your grandmother?
She is a huge Badger fan. It's funny because she actually went to Marquette, but like she, like as she got older, she started to become more and more of a Badger fan, and she's always loved Badger football, Badger basketball, and she like went to like the men's Final Four in like 2014 when they played like Duke, I think. She's been like a huge fan, so it was really cool to kind of be able to go to a school that means so much to her, even though she was a Golden Eagle, but.
Yeah.
Go Badgers for life.
That's great. Now, your father, he played baseball actually for a bit there with the Brewers, too. Your mother played college basketball. So how much did your parents kind of influence you getting into athletics?
They influenced me a lot. I think definitely without their backgrounds, I wouldn't have, like, obviously, I probably would have done sports, but I probably wouldn't have, like, taken it as far as I have, because I've just had them. It's always kind of been the expectation, like, because they've taken it, both of them went professional in both of their sports. It was kind of always, like, I guess, normal for me, and growing up hearing all their stories and stuff. So I think they had a huge impact, positive impact on me.
Talking with Wisconsin freshman Reese Jaramillo. So how old were you when you first started playing basketball?
So I was in second grade. So I think I was 8 years old. So yeah. And my mom, she's been my coach my whole life. So ever since I was 8 years old, she was my coach up until my senior year of high school. So she definitely had a big impact on me.
Is there a sport that you'd be playing if you weren't playing basketball?
Probably not. I mean, in high school, I enjoyed other sports like volleyball, and then I came out for track my senior year, but probably not in college. But I definitely was like multi-sport athlete in high school, but I don't think I would have taken them very far.
And finally, how would you describe yourself as a basketball player?
I think I would describe myself as, you know, just be, like, adding energy to the game, whether it's defensively or just hustle plays. I think that's my role or identity has changed, obviously, since coming to college. But I think that's something non-negotiable and something I like to add to the court.
Well, welcome to Wisconsin, and thanks for the time.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, that's freshman Reese Jaramillo here at the Half. Back with more after this. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In November 2022, Michigan voters passed a constitutional amendment enshrining voting protections and expanding ballot access. After the legislature implemented the voters' directive, GOP legislators sued, claiming that only the legislature could make such changes. Proposition 2 mandated 9 days of early voting, protections for voters and election workers from harassment, and a tracking system for absentee ballots. It allowed for the funding of secure drop boxes and the counting of military and overseas ballots if postmarked by Election Day, and several other reforms. Conjuring the independent state legislature theory, which argues that the U.S. Constitution allows only legislatures to control election law, 11 Michigan GOP legislators sued. On December 20th, the Federal Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals affirmed the lower court's denial of the Michigan legislators' claim. But importantly, it did so saying that while the individual legislators had no standing to bring the case, a full legislature could, leaving the door open a crack. The U.S. Supreme Court mostly dismissed the theory in 2023's Moore v. Harper case, but Justices Thomas, Gorsuch, and Alito appear to be all in on the theory. For the moment, the pro-voter reforms in Michigan are safe, but be watching for the independent state legislature theory to pop up again soon. We have the decision at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Halftime from Eugene, Oregon. The Badgers trailed the Ducks 37-23. Oregon outscores Wisconsin in that second quarter by 9 at 20-11. The Ducks had a 17-12 lead after the first 10 minutes of this one. Meanwhile, Wisconsin shooting 41% in that first half, 9 out of 22 from the field. Oregon, 52% from the floor, 15 of 29. Wisconsin knocked down 3 of 9 from downtown, that's 33%. 3 of 6 shooting from the three-point arc for Oregon. 4 of 6 at the line for the Ducks, 2 of 3 at the line for the Badgers. Rebounding, even at 15 apiece, offensive boards, 4-3 in favor of Oregon. Second chance points, plus 2 at 2-zip for the Ducks. Turnovers, both these teams hold on to the basketball well. They are number 4 and number 5 in fewest turnovers per game in the league. And in the first half, 12 first half turnovers for the Badgers, just 6 for Oregon. That's led to 14 points off those Badgers' miscues for the Ducks, 14-7 in points off turnovers for Oregon. Team assists, each team has 8 in the paint. Oregon plus 8, 18-10. It's been a slow first half for Sarah Williams. I'll get to the numbers for Williams at the next segment here, but blocks even at 1, steal 7-3 Oregon, and the Badgers have not led in this game. Ducks scored the first 6 points of the first quarter. They've led by as many as 15. They're up by 14 at the half, 37-23 Oregon over Wisconsin. Let's take a break and come back and look at the individual numbers next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey there, Badger fans. It's Tess Myers, shooting guard from Wisconsin women's basketball. We are geared up to take our game to the next level, and we want you on this journey with us. With the VC Connect membership, you can contribute to our path to championships both on and off the court. As a member, you'll gain access to exclusive experiences, behind-the-scenes insights, and unique opportunities to connect with student-athletes like never before. VC Connect has tunnel vision on victory. Do you? Head over to vcconnectwi.com today and become a key player in our winning community.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by 4 generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number 1 ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources, just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family, because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Sarah Williams' name. Yeah, it's Ronnie Porter. 2 points, 3 assists, 2 points for Spasovsky on 7 minutes of work. And Sarah Williams has played 14 minutes in the first half. 2 points, 1 of 2 from the field, 3 rebounds, and a block. She also was playing with 2 fouls in that first half. So a very slow start for Williams. The Badgers are going to need her in the second half if they want to come through and come back from a 14-point halftime deficit. 37-23 Oregon. Back with the third quarter next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
About their behavior. You worry they might harm themselves or others. You wish more than anything you could hit pause on this situation. In Illinois, a firearm restraining order does just that. In extreme cases, this order temporarily prevents a person in crisis from having a firearm, giving them time to heal before they do something dangerous. Learn more at illinois.gov/pause to heal. Brought to you by the Illinois Department of Public Health, Brady and the Ad Council.
And welcome back. Third quarter is underway as Wisconsin trails Oregon 37-23. John Oddy is with you. Badgers are in Eugene, Oregon. Underway in the third with Sarah Williams handling the basketball. Deep on the left side, a drive by Williams. His shot is no good, but a whistle and a foul will be called against the Ducks. Sarah Williams, I mentioned that quiet first half for Williams. Just 2 points for the Badgers. First team all Big Ten selection a season ago. She's the reigning Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year. Two personal fouls as well. Slow first half for her. Leitzinger catch and shoot off the inbounds, and the jumper's in. That's Leitzinger from 15 feet on the left side, mid-range style. And the Badgers find themselves just down by 12. They have trailed by as many as 15 points in this game. Here is Mevius finding Kelly at the left elbow for Oregon. Now Kelly trying to go to work right of the lane. Kicking it out, top side to Muhammad, back inside to Che, up and in over Williams. Remember, Williams, as I mentioned, playing with two fouls, and there's the 6'8" Filipina Che scoring down low. 51% shooter from the floor. Oregon back on top by 14. 39-25, a minute gone by in the third quarter. It's Wisconsin and Natalie Leitzinger between the circles. Nat dribbles to her left, bounces for Williams, double team, bounce inside for McCray. She'll lean into one, no good. McCray has it down low around three Oregon Ducks, and a held ball called as Muhammad ties up McCray. Possession arrow to Oregon. That's what teams are doing to Sarah Williams, just collapsing their defense on her when she gets the ball down low, and that's exactly what went down in that last possession. Williams then was able to get it to McCray, but McCray couldn't convert. Ducks ball, Mevius has it on top, trying to work around Porter. Gives it up to Falatea. Falatea to Muhammad, right baseline jumper. She was open. 12-footer is in for Amina Muhammad. A 6'4" junior puts two more on the board. She's got 12 points on 5 of 6 shooting from the floor. Muhammad's career high, in case you're wondering, is 22 points. Here is Ronnie Porter starting, stopping, going again, accelerating down low on a drive. It's no good. And the rebound hauled in by the Ducks. 41-25 Oregon. Here is a shot by Muhammad, low block right, rejected out of bounds by Sarah Williams. And actually, Williams actually rejected it off the hands of Muhammad, so Muhammad's the last one who touched it. There's the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year, Sarah Williams, making an impact on the defensive side of the basketball. 41-25 Ducks. Largest lead of the game right now, it's at 16. Here's Giannis Jimenez for the Badgers. 3 points in the first half. Double team comes to Williams. Down deep on the right. Over to Myers. Corner three. It's going to pop out. Rebound McCray on the offensive glass. McCray dribbles back out. Now looking for somewhere to go. Can't get it to anyone. Finds Myers outside right to McCray at the right elbow. Here's McCray right of the lane. Che picks her up defensively. Hands off to Myers. Nope. McCray's going to keep it. Then gets it to Jimenez. Jimenez pull-up jumper. Short corner on the right is in. Shot clock winding down for the Badgers. Jimenez knocks it down. 7:10 to play in the third quarter. It's 41-27. Ducks with the lead and the basketball. Inside Che. A shot over Williams is no good with the left hand around the restricted arc. Rebounded by Jimenez. Here comes Bucky. Jimenez pushing the pace against Mevius. Now brings it back out with the left hand. 6:50 to go in the third quarter. 41-27. Oregon on top by 14. Jimenez driving in from the right side. No one's going to stop her except for Che down low as Jimenez and her shot gets knocked out of bounds. It was Che with like a two-hand block at the net, basically, if you're talking in volleyball terms. Here's Jimenez out to Leitzinger on the wing. McCray catches. Low block right. McCray down low over Che. No. Trying to get it back on Che. Whistle and a foul. But who's it against? McCray or Che? It's against Che. Che gets called for that foul. That's a good call. I don't know what she's complaining about. She's holding the arm of McCray. You can't see if you're trying to rebound, you can't hold down the other person's arm. Che gets called for the foul. Here's Jimenez. Corner three. It's an air ball. Mevius has it. Mevius, front court for Oregon. Lane line left all the way to the window. It's good. And a foul. An and one coming up for Mevius. Mevius all the way. Nobody stopped her. 8 points now for Mevius. Up over her season average of 6.6 per game. Mevius the line for one shot. Check it. Mevius with seven. She'll have eight with the free throw here. Now she does have eight.
3-point play for Lisa Mevius.
44-27. All Oregon right now. 17-point lead. Badgers could sure use a basket right now. Here's Ronnie Porter. Who's the shooter on the floor? Well, Leitzinger's out there. Porter has it. She can shoot out on the top of the key. Myers in the corner. Leitzinger catches. Here's Myers. Has it left side. Tests. Lobs inside to McCray. Kicking it back out. Porter on the right. Here's Ronnie making a move. Over to Myers. About a three on the left side. Myers splashes it down. A three-pointer from Tess Myers. And Wisconsin trails by 14 with 5:47 to go in the third. It is the fourth three-point make for the Badgers this afternoon. 4 of 12 from deep. 44-30 Oregon. Kelly fires inside. Che trying to go opposite block with the pass to her teammate Muhammad, but it was a pass that flew right over the head of Muhammad and out of bounds. Rambis will come into the game now for Oregon. Che will have a seat on the bench. 6'8" center Che with 4 points and two rebounds today for Oregon. Badgers on offense, down by 14. Here's Tess Myers dribbling to the head of the key, finding Porter, firing inside. It's McCray off the hands of McCray. Last touch, McCray. It'll be Oregon basketball. Ducks and Badgers, each with 7 points in this third quarter. Overall, Oregon shooting 53% in this game. The Badgers are shooting 39% in the game. Here comes Mevius, front court, defended by Ronnie Porter. Mevius. Fires the pass over, top of the key. Balotea gives it up to Kelly. Kelly on the wing, bouncing for Rambis. Tough shot over Porter down low, and a foul. Shot is no good, but Oregon will head to the free throw line. It'll be Rambis. 56% free throw shooter, so you think she might go one of two here, possibly. 44-30 Oregon. If the Badgers get the average at the free throw line. First one's good. All right, see? 45-30 now, Oregon.
Who's that shooter? Who
Here's the next one upcoming for Rambis. And that one rolls out no good. There you go. Rebounded by Sarah Williams. Williams, by the way, I mentioned at the start of the broadcast, 10 double-doubles. Now that double-double mark is in jeopardy here today as there's a whistle down low as Rambis was fighting with Sarah Williams. And a foul called against Rambis, and we've got a timeout on the floor. 4:50 to go in quarter number three. All Oregon, Ducks on top of the Badgers, 45-30. Back after this, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin Women's Basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized. Then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Lowered thousands and thousands of prices on thousands and thousands of items in every aisle and in every department. Online, too. And on many of your favorite products, we've even matched prices with some of the biggest discount stores in the country. Because we get it, times are still tough. So we'll continue to work hard to bring you new, lower prices on thousands of items. Things are looking different at Hy-Vee. Come see for yourself.
Well, today's game brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs, and that's spelled R-O-E-H-L. John Audius with you as the Wisconsin Badgers are in Eugene, Oregon at Matthew Knight Arena, trailing the Oregon Ducks 45-30, 15-point lead for Oregon. They've led by as many as 17. Only player in double figures scoring this afternoon has been Amina Muhammad. 12 points for Muhammad on 5 of 7 shooting. The Badgers' leading scorer is Natalie Leitzinger. Leitzinger has 7 points on 3 of 5 shooting. Sarah Williams, 2 points, 4 rebounds for Wisconsin. Williams has 5 straight games in which she's recorded a double-double, including the last game, a loss to Minnesota, in which she scored 16 and grabbed 11 rebounds. Off the inbounds, Wisconsin can't handle it. It is off the hands of Porter. Out of bounds, turnover, Wisconsin. 15-point Ducks lead. 15th turnover today for the Badgers. Oregon plus 10 in points off turnovers at 17-7. Here's Kelly at the free throw line. Kicking it out to Muhammad, top of the arc, over to the left wing, back to Muhammad. Muhammad spins it over to Rambis. Now it's caught by Mevius. Free throw line, working on Porter. Mevius to Kelly for three. That one too strong, and it's into the lap of Williams. Rebounded by Wisconsin. Here's Ronnie Porter, zigzagging, front court. Ronnie, top of the arc, looking. Pass to her left, caught by Myers. Feed inside, double team. Williams tries to step through, falls to the floor, forces up a shot. Here's a whistle. What's the call? Williams is on the floor. And they're going to get Williams with a walk, I think. I'm not sure about that one. No, it'll be Oregon basketball. Stagger. 45-30 Oregon. Lead in the ball. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Drive in from Kelly from the left side. Brings it back out. Gets it back. Now drives again a second time. Right to the rim. Layup good. Asia Kelly for two. She's up to double figures. Eighth time this season for Kelly with 10 or more points in a game for the Ducks. Douglas, head fake, driving down the middle of the lane. A shot with the right hand is no good. Comes up empty, rebounded Fiso. Fiso, front court, Kelly, extra pass to the corner. Here's a three, Balotea drills it. She leads the team with 41% shooting from downtown, and it forces a timeout. 3:26 to go in the third quarter. Oregon by 20. It's the Ducks 50, the Badgers 30. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
This season, Abbott and the Big Ten teamed up to host the first ever conference-wide blood donation competition to help fight the greatest blood shortage in a generation. The We Give Blood Drive helps save as many as 60,000 lives thanks to alumni, students, and Badger fans like you. But the need for blood donations doesn't stop here. Go to BigTen.org/Abbott to sign up to give blood and save lives. Abbott, proud partner of the Big Ten Conference and Wisconsin Athletics.
Six nothing run by Oregon over the last minute 36, and the Ducks lead the Badgers 50-30. Hey Badger fans, today's game brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brew Pub Lots and Matzah Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. All Oregon in the third quarter. Badgers haven't scored in the last 2.5 minutes. Oregon 6-0 run, and it's all come to a 50-30 Oregon lead now by 20. 20-point lead. Ducks shooting 5 of 8 from the floor in the quarter. That's 63%. Badgers 3 of 10 from the floor. That is 30%. Seven points, the leading scorer for Wisconsin, Natalie Leitzinger. 12 points for Muhammad. She's the leading scorer for the Ducks. Sarah Williams still with just 2 points, 5 rebounds, in 19 minutes of work for the Badgers, who trail it by 20. About 3.5 minutes to go in this third quarter. Both teams trying to get to 500 in the Big Ten. Both teams 1-2 in Big Ten play, both identical 10-4 records. So back to the action, third quarter, Wisconsin basketball, 3:15 to go in the third. Here's Williams, a ball fake, working on Muhammad in the paint. Fires a pass to McCray, low block left, kicks it back out to Porter, who stepped on the sideline. Turnover by Wisconsin. Ducks on a 6-0 run. Badgers will settle it back to play defense. Here's Fiso. High left side, defended by Porter. Fiso with the right-hand dribble. Gives it up to Kelly. Kelly with 8 points today. For 2,000 in her college career. She's one of two Ducks players with 2,000 points on this roster. The other one, Peyton Scott, not playing today. Down low, deep on the left, a foul by Williams as Rambis goes up for the shot. It's just not Wisconsin's day, not Sarah Williams' day right now. Third foul. I say right now because we've still got a whole fourth quarter to play, and I would not count out Sarah Williams ever. But a foul, that'll be against Williams. The shot was missed. Rambis will go to the free throw line. That is now 3 fouls against Williams. Here's Rambis. And that free throw's in. 6'3" sophomore from Flint, Michigan. Rambis' next free throw is going to be through. That's 3 of 4 from the free throw line today, and now it's a 22-point lead for the Ducks. Here comes Ronnie Porter, front court, hands off to Leitzinger. Badgers on offense, trailing 2:35 and counting to go in the third quarter. Porter, outside right, finds Williams, head of the key, hands off to Ronnie. Porter, dancing with the basketball, still has it, flips it back inside. Here's Williams, deep on the right block, a shove in the lower back by Oregon. Williams' shot is no good, but Sarah will head to the free throw line. There's a pick and roll with Porter and Williams, and Williams will step to the line. I think they got, see who they got that on. That's against Rambis. Second, I thought it might be against Muhammad. Instead, Rambis will be called for the foul. Ducks' fourth foul of the quarter. 2:23 to go.
Change that foul, number 23, Sarah Rambis. Her second foul. No foul.
So here is Williams at the free throw line for the Badgers. Five straight games of the double-double, but that's in jeopardy today. Free throw, no good. Williams, 76% free throw shooter, coming off 16 points and 11 rebounds against the Gophers. And that one rolls through for Williams. 3 points, 5 rebounds for Sarah today, 52-31 Oregon. It stops a 6-0 run. Ducks off to the right side. Falatea catches it. Feeds inside Rambis. One-on-one with McCray. Rambis on the right baseline. Kicking it back out. Over to Kelly, left wing now. Leitzinger defends. Approaching 2 minutes to play in the third. Rambis has it, and then a whistle away from the basketball. It was Leitzinger getting tangled up with Muhammad.
Natalie Leitzinger, her second foul of the game. Team foul number 4 to Porter.
Badgers coming in, averaging 67 points per game. That is 16th in the Big Ten Conference. But they're also coming off a season low scoring, 50 against Minnesota. And before that, it was a previous season low, 52 against Indiana. Here's a jumper by Kelly at the free throw line. 15-footer through for Deja Kelly. 54-31, Ducks on top. 23-point Oregon lead. Cron wide open for three, and Cron connects from the top of the key. Wisconsin's Lily Cron from deep. 54-34. Back down to 20. Here's Kelly, left arc, bouncing to the baseline. Look at the ball movement here by Oregon. They go inside Rambis, deep left, kicking it back out. Here's a jumper hoisted by Fizo, no good. Just inside the three-point arc. Rebound number 6 for Sarah Williams. Williams, tough day. McCray with it. Over to Cron, open for three on the right side. That one's no good. And it's picked up by the Ducks. Up by 20, under a minute to go in the third quarter. Mentioned the rough day for Williams. Sarah, 3 points, 6 rebounds so far. Williams defending, and it got even worse of a day. Drive missed by Falatea, but a foul called. And if that's against Williams, that's her fourth. And it is foul number 4 now for Williams, and she's going to have to head to the bench. Fourth leading scorer in the Big Ten has 3 points today. Falatea to the free throw line for Oregon. Free throw up and in.
Carter, you got 23. Howell's got 1.
Badgers are on the road in the Pacific Northwest. It's 1 of 2 on the West Coast. Up next, the Badgers on Tuesday will get Washington. We'll have that one for you with an 8 o'clock tip time. But at Matthew Knight Arena, over the last 8 seasons, Oregon, 100 wins and 22 losses. And right now, they're up by 22 over the Badgers. Third quarter winding down with 40 seconds to go in the third, 56-34. By the way, we'll have that Wisconsin at Washington game on Tuesday night for you on the Badger Sports Network. With the tip time once again just after 8 p.m. McCray working low block right, goes up, misses it, but a foul. 30.9 seconds to play in the third quarter. It's 56-34, Oregon.
Carter McCray at the line for the Badgers for 2 shots.
There is McCray at the line, the sophomore. 6 points today for the Badgers. 61% free throw shooter, and she makes it. Now 7 points for McCray. He's looking to get to double figures. He's held scoreless last game against the Gophers, but before that had six straight games in double figures. And a lane violation on that second free throw. And it's against Wisconsin. Free throw was missed, but Oregon will get the ball back. 30 seconds to go, 56-35. Here's a whistle on a blocking foul up the left sideline. It's Fiso with it, and Douglas will be called for that foul, and that's going to put Oregon at the free throw line with 25 and a half seconds to go in the third.
Katie Fiso at the line for two shots.
Team foul number six against the Badgers. Unfortunate foul there. I'm 35 feet away from the basket. Here's Fiso. It's in. Freshman from Seattle, Washington is Katie Fiso. Coming into today, just 2 of 4 from the free throw line, but she makes a pair.
Both shots good by Fiso.
58-35. It's a 23-point lead. 25 and a half seconds to go. Third quarter. Badgers ball trailing big. Lightsinker dribbling into the front court. Hands off to Porter. Oregon outscoring the Badgers 21-12 in this quarter. Here's Ronnie between the circles. Down to 10 seconds to play in the third. High post catch by Lightsinker. Hands back off to Porter. Porter penetrating. Down to 4 seconds. Shot no good off the backboard. McCray has it up. It's going to dance on the rim a couple of times and fall off the right side. No good. And the third quarter buzzer sounds. And after three, Wisconsin trails Oregon by 23. It's the Ducks 58, the Badgers 35. And we'll be back with the final 10 minutes of this one from Eugene, Oregon next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
The new year begins with you. The holidays are past and now you should focus on you. The team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep believe you deserve a new chariot on four wheels with leather heated seats and maybe a backup mirror. Oh, you could even get your favorite color. Splurge on you in 2025 because you know how hard you work for your loved ones and you deserve it. Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids, where finding your new ride for the new you is easy and fun. From the team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep, happy new you. In this new year,
you're listening to locally grown radio WFHR.
After three quarters, it's Oregon 58, Wisconsin 35, as both the Ducks and the Badgers are looking for their second Big Ten win of the season. Time for today's ATC Smart Play of the Game. Let's go back to the second quarter with Wisconsin's Carter McCray going to work. Here's Myers, right corner. McCray's open if they can get it to her. They do. Now to Myers. McCray sets the screen. Here's Tess. Top of the arc. Bouncing for McCray. Down low. McCray fighting her way to the rim. It's good and a foul. That is today's ATC Smart Play of the Game. ATC energizing your future with smart careers. And McCray is one of two Badgers leading the way this afternoon with 7 points. 7 from McCray with 6 rebounds in 16 minutes. Natalie Lightsinger also with 7 points. Two Badgers leading scorers this afternoon. Lightsinger 3 of 5 from the floor. And then the Badger scoring really spread out, but not a lot of it, obviously, here with 35 points through three quarters. But after that, it's 5 points from Giannis Jimenez and 3 points each for Cron, Douglas, Myers, and Williams. So Sarah Williams with 3 points, 6 rebounds, and 4 fouls. Picked up her 4th foul in the third quarter. Well, Badger fans, next Badgers game at the Kohl Center is coming up on January 11th. You can be there by going to uwbadgers.com. It's a kids' takeover game. Saturday, January 11th at 1:30, select young fans will have the opportunity to shadow Badger game day staff and be part of the experience. Also, January 16th, the Badgers face Ohio State at 8 p.m. Once again, check it out, uwbadgers.com for tickets. Here's a drive by Williams to the corner. Leitzinger for three. It comes up short. Rebound into the hands of Oregon. Ducks play it. That's Bell who's into the game now for the Ducks. Out to Mevius to Bell in the corner. Return pass to Mevius. As a top of the arc, just underway in the fourth. Look inside. And what's the call here? A whistle. It'll be a turnover on Oregon. I think they got, was it Whitfield with a walk? Big. 58-35 Oregon, just underway, fourth quarter. Here's Ronnie Porter, outside right for the UW. Pushes a pass to McCray. Out to Tess Myers in the corner. Myers' pass is deflected. It's grabbed by Oregon. Pass up ahead is out of bounds. Turnover, Oregon. Just the ninth turnover of the game for the Ducks. They've been performing really well there in that area of the game. Nine turnovers today. 19 turnovers for Wisconsin, unfortunately. Points off turnovers, plus 13 for the Ducks at 23-10. Williams down low, kick out to Leitzinger, open on the right side, the three-pointer's in. Leitzinger drains the triple, she's up to 10 points. Other side, Oregon tries a three. That one's no good, it was missed by Long. Rebound back out, here's another three try, this one missed by Bell. Rebounded by Bucky. Here comes Tess Myers, front court. Her pass is deflected. It is stolen, trying to hand off to Porter. Picked up by Bell, dribbling to the front court. Now Bell's pass is swatted down to the floor and grabbed by Porter. Other way, skip it to the far side. Porter to Myers for three, no good. Ball tipped into the air, tipped forward by Leitzinger and grabbed by Ronnie. Badgers keep it alive. 8:05 to go in the fourth quarter. 58-38. Oregon by 20. They've led in this game by as many as 23. Leitzinger, top side, downhill to the rim. No, but a foul.
On play, charged up number three. So first foul. First foul of the game.
Leitzinger.
Palatea,
10 points for Wisconsin today.
The Badgers are between three.
7:53 to go in the game. Leitzinger's season high is 16. She scored 16 against Omaha. She'll have a pair at the free throw line, and that one's in. Natalie Leitzinger last season started 29 of the 32 games she played in, and that one's up and in. Leitzinger has started all but one game this season she's played in of her 13 games. So two at the line for Nat. She's up to 12 to lead Wisconsin. 7:43 to go in the game. 58-40 Oregon lead in the ball. Right baseline. With it is Atute. Skip pass back out to the left. And the Badgers trying to come away with it. And a whistle and a foul will be called against Oregon. Personal foul, I believe that's against Falatea. Wisconsin front court. 7:25 to go in this game. Jimenez outside left. Trying to dribble around McCray. Now a jump pass inside of McCray. Out to Williams at the free throw line. Sarah, one dribble. Inside look. Deep on the right. Bouncing up into the air and hitting it off the backboard for two is McCray. McCray's got nine. 58-42 Oregon. And a timeout by Oregon. 7:02 to play in this game. Oregon leads Wisconsin by a score of 58-42. Back after this break, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making, they're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Fourth quarter is here. John Audius with you. Oregon leads Wisconsin 58-42. 16-point lead for the Ducks on their home court. They've led by as many as 23. Before we continue, let's pause 10 seconds for a station ID, 10 for a legal ID, and you're listening to Wisconsin Women's Basketball.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Great start for the Badgers in quarter number four. A 7-0 run to the start of the quarter. Wisconsin outscoring the Ducks 7-0, and they've brought it down to 16.